Hi, I'm Femi Oke. On August the 12th, at approximately 10:30 p.m. East Africa time, Kenyans are waiting for election results. I want you to join our results watch party. Let's see what we've got to discuss in a tightly fought election. What is next for Kenya?
Kenyans went to the polls on 9th August to elect a new president to take over from President Uhuru Kenyatta. The questions Kenyans want to address are, who between Mr. William Ruto of the UDA and Mr. Raila Odinga of the Azimio coalition can be trusted to fix our economy, to fight corruption, and to unite the country after very divisive elections?
What do we expect after voting? Will there be more jobs? Will the standards of living go up? Kenyans are looking forward to the results with great expectations, hoping that there will be a new beginning, more like the country when we got our independence or when we dislodged the post-independent political party KANU out of power 20 years ago.
Ooh, waiting in our watch party, leading our conversation. Chico Bina, so nice to have you on the stream again. Chico, welcome to the stream. Welcome back to the stream. Tell everybody who you are, what you do.
Thank you, Femi. My name is Chico Kihika from Nakuru County, Kenya. I work with young people at Tribeless Youth. I'm also a social justice and rights defender.
Good to have you. Bina, hello. Introduce yourself to our audience around the world.
Hello, my name is Bina Maseno, Executive Director, Badili Africa. I cultivate the political engagement of grassroots women, organizing in chamas, and young women.
Let's have a look at the four presidential candidates, ladies. Tell me how nervous each one of them is likely to be right now. So let's start with Raila Odinga. Is he feeling confident, Chico?
I think he's very nervous at this moment, but also there's a lot of tension and anxiety while at it. So I think also with the pressure that he's receiving from his supporters, I believe he's super, super nervous at the moment.
Let's go back to William Ruto. Bina, how do you think William's feeling right now?
The margins between both presidential candidates are very small currently, given the last results that we were able to see streaming in before they were brought down from the media stations. So pretty much even for presidential candidate William Ruto, he's pretty nervous currently and anxious at the same time, because we've also seen supporters from both sides trying to claim victory.
Already? How are they even doing that? That's not possible. We'll get back to that in just a moment.
Right.
George Wajakoya, is he out having a beer, being relaxed, because he's like, no chance? Chico?
I want to say he's a joker. I don't think he's even... he doesn't even care about what is happening. We've seen him make very careless statements here and there. Yeah. You cannot be an aspirant, but also telling people, I think I want you people to vote for Raila Odinga. So I just think he's just there and he's fulfilled. He's made fun of a whole democratic activity, but he's been a good distraction. So, yeah.
Okay. And then the leader of the Agano party, Bina, you help us out with this final candidate. I haven't heard much about him. Of course, Kenyans have a lot for our international audience. What do we need to know? Is he nervous? Is he getting any results at all?
I think he's rather disappointed because he reigned on a morality ground. And given the fact that we always say that in Kenya, 98% of us are actually Christians. So to see the low numbers below 1% not standing up, I mean, where are even these Christians? I think he's disappointed.
Bina, do you remember voting day? Was it painful, easy for you? What struck you from Tuesday, your voting experience?
So what struck me, number one, was the very short queues. I remember in 2017 when I went to vote, I took about 4 hours. I spent about 4 hours on queue. And this time around, I only spent about 15 minutes on queue. And I observed, I couldn't even see majority of the young people on queue, and especially young women. So that struck me on a voting day. Mm.
So I'm just thinking, Chico, short queues because of good organisation or short queues because no one could be bothered to vote?
Actually, both. I think this time round, the electoral body has been a bit or better organised than before. So we saw that the lines were fast moving. They were not as stretched as the other times. But also the voter apathy. We saw areas that in most cases have 80% of registered voters appear, have now had around 40, 45%. So that means we had the higher number of people not coming out to vote. Yeah.
I am curious about the mood in Kenya right now from the people who didn't vote and the people who did vote. I am going to go to back to you, Shiko, but via two residents of Nairobi, thinking about this space between Election Day and the results coming out. This is what they're thinking about right now.
Even though there are not many people in town, I do see signs of peace. People voted peacefully, returned to work, and I see Kenya moving forward. There will be peace.
So far, there's no fighting. I've not heard of any problems anywhere. Even though they have not announced the winner, I urge the youth to be calm and maintain order.
Problems anywhere, well, Shiko? What do you think?
I think they're right. It's been calm. I always call it that season after Christmas when you don't know what you're supposed to do before it's New Year's. So just that this one is full of anxiety. I just think Kenyans have really, this for us has struck us because I can say we can see how our democracy has grown over time and being able to see people engage and people make fun of each other's side and people actually making good memes about this election.
I was looking for memes, actually. I said to the audience, send me memes that are suitable for work because my work is broadcasting. And if I get some really good ones during the show, I will share them. So tell us about a few of the memes that you've seen that have cracked you up.
So we've actually had memes of people just like making fun of how one side will behave after the other one wins. Mm-hmm. And also just like that tension, I think one of the common things that Kenyans have been saying is that, one, that this time around, most Kenyans have used toilet papers more than any other time in the world. So we've really been using our bathrooms because of anxiety. But also the question of there's something people are saying that it's coming home. So we've been laughing and saying, since that the media stations are showing different tallies, depending on where they've started tallying, so people have been saying everybody has their fifth president. So depending on your favorite, you switch on to your best station.
So this is curious, Bina. Sorry, Shika. This is really curious because there's a gap of information. So you can look online and you can see how the election results are coming in from the electoral body. And about 70% of results right now, the last time I looked. But that gap of information is being filled by misinformation. Bina, what have you seen?
So personally, I have seen supporters from a different side of the coalitions actually claiming victory and some going as far as saying, you know what, stay calm, we've won this, we're just waiting for the announcement. But also people sharing different statistics and percentages of which presidential candidate is leading, which is actually misinforming their supporters, right? And at the same time, also not being able to see the electoral management body, IEBC, moving so fast to counter that information.
So,
I think we've also seen so many politicians declare themselves winners in the process. So I think the politicians have also played a key role in misinforming their supporters.
Can you help us understand how that's possible, how that happens? How do you declare yourself a winner knowing full well? Actually, I'm sitting in America, so I know. But Kenya style, how do you do that knowing full well that you actually haven't won the election?
So with this time, and especially with the electoral body opening their servers to public, where we could see the Form 34As that are coming from the tallying station, so every Kenyan could access them and you had them, the right to actually tally them by yourself. Mm. So everybody and each side had their own tallying stations. We saw different politicians saying they have like a number of 10 young people who are doing tallying for them. So people would collect their information or whatever they've tallied and what they seem they deem right with them, and they would use that statistic to announce themselves winners. We've seen candidates who announce themselves winners on social media, and then the electoral body announces someone totally different as the winner.
One, hopeful aspect of these elections, of these campaigns that I've seen, are the number of women participating, women in politics. Bina, can you talk to me about that? Because I think that's going to be one of the milestones for this particular election in Kenya, is women on campaigns and women getting results. Bina.
Thank you so much. So first of all, I'm very proud to see women taking a stab at especially the highest electoral positions in the country. I think we've seen women who reign for gubernatorial seats, and we've actually seen some of them who've already been announced as a winner. I think, you know, in the coastal region, in, you know, Nakuru County, we've seen wins, especially in the gubernatorial race. And also the fact that the three presidential candidates have women as their vice president. So there's that. So in as much as there's a lot to celebrate in this election, I think the progress is still slow a little bit. And I'd want to back this up with the statistics, because in this election, we had 16,100 candidates across all the positions, from the presidential to the member of county assembly. And of that number, only 1,962 were female candidates.
I would love to hear about Nakuru County, Chico, because there's something pretty historic that is about to happen. I don't want to jinx it, but from a women's perspective, tell us. It's amazing, right?
I think I have been happy, and I've hyped this all over, because for the first time, we have an entire top leadership made of women. We have a woman governor, we have a woman senator, we have the women rep, of course, who's the women rep.
Amazing.
And we have a pool of five elected MPs who are women of the 11 constituencies, sorry. This has not happened before. So for me to see this, and a pool of women MCAs also. So for me, for this to happen, it has given me hope that the future is actually brighter for young women who aspire to get there. But also not to forget that Machakos County also has a top leadership of women also. They have a woman governor, a woman senator, and, of course, the women rep.
Oh, my goodness.
So for me, I feel like we are making those steps. And I feel like if there is nothing else to celebrate in this election, is that we've seen women get to the top tier.
See, they can't mess up now, though. They can't mess up, because then people say, you're just like the men. No, they have to be extremely good.
The stakes are high for us.
Better than
And of
men.
Course, being that Kenyan election is very patriarchal.
Yeah.
So the stakes are very high for these women.
Oh, my goodness.
So everybody is looking at, when will they mess up? How will they be? There's, of course, a lot of narratives around women cannot work together. Women will, will fight, they will do. So the stakes are quite high for us. But this is the time we just step in and work with them to make sure everything looks good and they're delivering their best.
And, you know, and if I could just add, the fact that we actually had more women join the race to run for political office, it means actually in the next election, that is actually going to encourage more women to run for gubernatorial seats, senatorial seats, away from just being told, run for the women rep seat because that is your space, because that is also exactly what Chico is speaking to. Half the time when you're running for office, you're always pushed aside and being told, oh, there's a seat for you there. So just seeing women take a stab at the MP position, at the vice president position, it's going to encourage more women, and I cannot wait to see this pool of women actually in the coming election, including us on the show.
No pressure, ladies of Kenya, no pressure. All right, this is a Kenyan election results watch party 2022, and we have our community online who are watching as well. Ladies, will you answer their questions or react to their questions as much as you can? So many people are just thanks for no violence. Bina, quick thought there.
So just coming, when we reflect about 2007 and the lives we lost and the impact of that on the economy, and again, the pockets of violence in 2013 and 2017, and then now we're talking about COVID-19, which affected our economy. So just to see and witness the sense of calmness currently in the country, it's encouraging, because that means after we've announced the presidential results, and if we still maintain the same, then people will go back to work, because also I think one thing I've noticed is it's taking time for people to actually open up their businesses. Currently, I don't know about Nakuru County, but in Nairobi, just moving around, people are still very anxious because
I was in Nairobi a few months ago, and it's slowly opening up, but quite slowly.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And people are not certain whether the results will be announced tomorrow or on Sunday. So as much as IBC is within the mandate of the 7 days, people don't know exactly whether it's going to be tomorrow or Sunday.
Okay, more questions. Our hope for this election, this is on YouTube, is a crackdown on the corrupt. Chico.
Wow. I'm not sure how hopeful we can be about that. I want to be hopeful. I want to not be a pessimistic Kenyan. But looking at the both sides of the divide, no one is better. And this is also informed by a lot of electoral injustices that we've seen before, from the political party nominations to where we are right now. And the question is, who's likely to fight corruption at this point? We are not sure who. The much we can seek for and pray for is that our economy is not too harsh on us for the next 5 years.
Kelvin Kimani is watching right now. Kelvin, thank you so much. This is what Kelvin contributes to our discussion. The cost of living in Kenya is very high. No jobs, low wages. The list is endless. Who will be our saviour? We asked Irene earlier, what are the priorities for Kenya's electorate? This is what she told us.
The most pressing issues for Kenyan youth and most Kenyans now that we expect the next administration to address is access to basic human needs. We are talking about food, water, decent housing, decent jobs, the highest attainable healthcare standards, access to education. We are entitled to a dignified life, as our constitution clearly says in Article 43. And as per the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which our country is a party to.
But Chico, can this election address those very basic needs every Kenyan has?
I'm hopeful, Femi, because we've seen the manifestos, we've read the both manifesto from the two presidential, and I will just speak of the two presidential candidates because of the numbers that we're seeing right now. So we've read their manifestos, and they're all speaking about the economy. They're all speaking about providing an easy life for Kenyans. The question is how that will happen. We also know that we are a country full of debts at the moment. So it's a question of, are they able to do this within the next 5 years? Are we even able to match up our budget, the budget that was sent for set for 2022-2023. So if we are able to match up that, then we are maybe able to create an easy life for Kenyans. But that sounds far-fetched for now. We just pray that we have a president who will care and want to listen to what Kenyans really need.
I'm just going to compliment Zubeda. Zubeda is on... excuse me, Bina, one second. Zubeda is on YouTube. She says, Zubeda says, I love the introduction of voting process for persons with disabilities. I think others can learn from Kenyans. I just had to stop for a moment because I think that's really nice to hear of initiatives that are coming out of this current election process. Bina, go ahead. Sorry.
I think I wanted to say that, currently 62% of our revenue collection goes into servicing our debt. We're talking about food insecurity. We're talking about a drought crisis actually during COVID-19. And just listening to the, to the presidential debate, to the deputy president debate, just the gubernatorial debates that we've had, that lack of a solid plan in terms of how we are going to turn the economy around, because candidates seem to understand the problem we have, right? And the challenges that we have and we are struggling with as a nation. Mm-hmm. But people want to hear the solutions. People just don't want to hear about their problems because citizens know their problems. We know our challenges. We know our problems. People want to hear, where are you even going to get the resources to finance these plans that you're talking about? What are going to be your priority areas? So I am hopeful, but also a little bit worried. And I think it's also an opportunity for us as citizens to step up as accountability champions, right? To ensure that we are pushing them when it comes to public service delivery, to attend those public forums that they set up to ensure that if they come up with a budget, we understand what are their priority areas. You know, our work actually begins after voting, because sometimes I know we, as citizens, we feel like, oh, now after I have voted, I have to wait for another 5 years. No, yeah. Our work just began.
I want to pick up a couple of memorable moments from this election campaign. Guess I'm going to ask you in a moment, but first I want to go to the very final campaign rally for the two top candidates, Raila Odinga and also candidate William Ruto. This is what they were doing almost a week ago to today.
Fellow Kenyans, as you go to the ballot on Tuesday, I want you to know that we as a country are at inflection point. Either something very good will happen or something terrible will happen.
We will overcome. Enough is enough, and freedom is coming. On Tuesday, the people of Kenya will prevail over the deep state. The people of Kenya will prevail over the system, and we are going to have a nation that leaves no Kenyan behind.
Oh, they're good at whipping up a crowd, for sure. All right, so a couple of people on YouTube are actually asking, who's the most favourite candidate to win the election? Bina, give me a name.
I think it's hard to
It's hard. It's not a presidential candidate. Give me a name. Can you do it?
It's hard to select who actually is going to win this particular election, because, I mean, yeah, even from the numbers that we are seeing, it's actually neck to neck currently. Mm. So picking one candidate, that's going to be a bit of a, you know, a bit of a challenge. Even looking at the current margins and the fact that both of them were appealing to different demographics and their agenda was different. You know, one is talking about integrity and reforms. The other one is actually focusing on, you know, hustler versus dynasty and leaving no one behind. So it's going to be pretty
Bina,
much...
Bina, you took a really long time to say, I do not know. Shiko, are you going to say I do not know as well?
No, I will say I know that the two of them are not equal to best. Huh. So we are doomed if we go with Raila. We are doomed if we go with Ruto. But people say Raila is the lesser evil. I don't know about that. Maybe because he has he went for a woman deputy who we know for the longest time has fought injustices or has fought for the constitution. So maybe that made him look favorite. But for me, with the with the way things are, I think we're doomed with either. I grew up seeing them campaign, so I don't know what different they could have done that they've not done in the 29 years that I've been alive.
We go from Shiko's voice of doom to some optimism from Eunice, who is actually in Uganda, looking at the Kenyan elections as being important for East Africa. Here's what she told us earlier.
The 9th August 2022 Kenyan election is important for Kenyan citizens, but also for Africa as a region. Why? Because Kenya is an economic and political powerhouse. So far, we've seen more women being elected as county governors and senators. That's positive for democracy, for inclusion. We do hope that this outcome will also translate to better outcomes for citizens as a whole.
What should we do between now and the election results coming out? Bina, what are you going to do?
Pray for peace.
Pray for peace. Okay, that's good. I do that every day anyway. Bina, suggestions?
Countering misinformation online. Oh,
good. That's what our watch party should be doing, countering misinformation.
I think also we can add that between this time and when the announcement comes, I think Kenyans just need to manage the expectations. Just realize that if you have no rent for the end of this month, you will still have no rent by the time the announcement is made. It's important for us to go back to work. It's important for us to say, we went and did our bit. We went and casted the vote. It's not our work to tally. It's our work to wait for the electoral body to tally and announce the winner. So it's just time we just go back to work and go back to our normal lives. Nakuru has been paralyzed for a while. Since 9th, we don't have people in the street. So, yeah.
Thank you, Shiko. Thank you, Bina. Just time here to look quickly at my laptop so you can follow our two excellent guests. This is Shiko. This is Bina. You can follow them for election results from Kenya. and of course aljazeera.com and Al Jazeera. Thanks for watching. I'll see you next time. Take care, everybody.